discussion on Mila, we read about Parashas Lech Lecha Vayera deals a lot with the laws of circumcision. So we know that Lech is for a Mila, the a Mila Bismana, when everything goes well, the baby is healthy. We know, we learned that from Avram Avinu, he circumcised his son Yitzchak on 8 days old, and we learn now that that's a Mila Bismana. So a healthy baby we do on day eight. But if the baby's not healthy, you certainly don't put the baby's life on the line. You wait till the baby gets healthy, and then you go ahead and do the bris, whether it's day 10, 11, 12, 13, or whatever it takes. There are certain cases where the Gemara talks about maybe if someone doesn't have a bris when it's meso achav machmas mi. Let's say they have families hemophiliacs, and they didn't know at the time, and they did a bris on one child, the second, they both died, so the luck is you do not do a bris on the third child. We could see later on, if the child's healthy and the doctors say it's not an issue, so then you could discuss later on. So there are times where you don't do a bris at all if you're going to endanger the child. So generally speaking, Mila is on day eight. If you can't do it day eight, you do it the next possible day. So which leads us to the question I left off with last week is, let's say you have two brisim, you have two circumcisions to do. One baby, it's day eight. Another baby, it's day 18, 25. It's not day eight, it's day nine. So it's a Mila Shelo Bismana. So if you have an option to do it's two babies in the same shul, same minyan, you can't do them at the same time, which bris should you do first? Should you do the day eight or the day... So day eight, some say, yeah. Why day eight?
Right, so
Mark's going with the consensus view that we do the Mila Bismana first. Why do we do it? Because, number one, we have a general rule of the Gemara talks about in Tzvachim and other places, but I'll give you a practical example, is every morning we have a mitzvah of wearing a talis and we have a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Which one do we put on first? Talis, correct. So why do we put on talis? So one reason given is because we have a general rule. Tadir v'she'enu tadir tadir kodem in English. If you have a mitzvah which you do frequently versus a mitzvah which you do less frequently, the more frequent mitzvah wins. So since talis we wear every day, including Shabbos and Yontif, tefillin we do not wear on Shabbos and Yontif, so therefore talis goes first. And as well, another reason is because if you have two mitzvahs, one is more makudash, one is more sanctity. Like, what would be an example? So talis and tefillin, which one you think has more sanctity to it? Tefillin is, because tefillin has inside, you might not know, but inside those black boxes, you have the Torah writings. So that has a level of kedusha. You have to bury them. You can't just throw them out in the garbage after they're no good. So tefillin has a higher level of kedusha. So the Gemara has another principle. If you have a choice to do a mitzvah which is more holy versus less holy. So therefore, that's why the Gemara talks about doing the tefillin as well. But so either way, so therefore, since Mila Bismana happens more often than Mila She'ena Zmana, so therefore that's the opinion that says you do the day eight baby. What's the argument against that? What's the issue? Why would anyone say not that way? Why would anyone argue with Mark? Why would the Dvar Havram argue? So his logic is as follows. Is because when on day eight, so we have a mitzvah, you should do it as early as possible in the day. That's why we do a bris right after Shacharis, generally speaking, all things being equal. Zrizin magdimin l'mitzvah. We do a mitzvah as early as possible. However, the whole day eight is the day of the mitzvah. You still have a day eight. No one takes it away from you. If you did the day eight on 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 a.m., bottom line, it's the same mitzvah of Mila, except you showed you cared more about it, you did it earlier, but the same mitzvah. However, on a Mila Shelo Bizmana, really you should have done it 3 weeks ago or yesterday or whatever day it is. So each moment you wait, you are nullifying the... Once you miss day 8, you move on to day 9, you are nullifying a positive commandment every moment you don't do it. So he says, if you have the day 13 baby, do that one right away, because every second you wait, you're nullifying, but day 8, I really have the whole day. So that's a strong argument. But as I pointed, they're both ways, but the consensus view seems to be, the way Mark said, that we go with, when you have the two babies, first we go with the Mila Bismana, we do with the day 8 baby first, and then afterwards we do the Mila Shalom Bismana, yeah? Why is it 8? Right, well, we see day 8, we see in the parsha, but the Rambam writes because a baby has to go through a Shabbos. We want to make sure every baby goes... Number one, physically speaking, we assume he has to be old enough, so 8 days, but spiritually also, you want every baby to go through a Shabbos before they're born. So if it's day 8, you got to go at least one Shabbos. So therefore, that's why it's a physical thing as well as a spiritual thing. But day 13, I thought 13, that's because Yishmael, Avram's other son, was circumcised at 13 years old, not 13 days. So therefore, I don't know if they still have that custom or not. I don't know if they tie the guy down or they put him under, yeah. So I don't know what the practice is in that world, but you know, that's why we go with day 8. You know, day 8, but that's the practice among some Arabs. I don't know if they still have it. But they go for 13 years old. We go with 8 days.
Yeah, they go to
Tinei. Yeah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, Omer Retzla, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Wazakeh, Tzidol, Afir, Ram, Tera, Mitzvah, Shinamar, Adonai, Chafetz, Laman, Sidko, Yaldil, Torah, V'yad, Yir.